This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Eye contact during networking events, managing gaze across rapid introductions. How to use your gaze with confidence when every introduction counts. In short, eye contact networking is one of the fastest ways to signal confidence and genuine interest before you say a single word. Hold direct gaze for 3 to 5 seconds on a first introduction, then soften, never drill. In group settings, move your gaze deliberately across each person rather than anchoring to one face. Break contact sideways and briefly, not downward, and always return within 2 or 3 seconds. Definition: eye contact networking is the deliberate management of your gaze during professional networking events to build trust, signal attentiveness, and create a sense of real connection across rapid, high turnover introductions, where first impressions form in seconds. I want to tell you about a conversation I watched fall apart before it had a chance to begin. A sharp, well-prepared professional walked into a room full of potential connections at a regional industry event. She knew her pitch cold. She had done this before. But the moment she was introduced to a senior figure she had wanted to meet for 2 years, her eyes went sideways, then to the floor, then to the glass in her hand. The man she had wanted to impress finished the pleasantry and moved on within 40 seconds. Eye contact during networking events had beaten her not because she lacked confidence, but because she had never built a system for managing her gaze in fast, high-stakes introductions. That is the thing about networking rooms. They are not like conversations at your desk. The pace is compressed. The social pressure is intense, and your gaze is broadcasting everything your words have not yet said. Most people feel this difficulty and respond by either staring too hard or looking everywhere except at the person in front of them. Neither works. What works is a clear, practiced process. Why gaze control feels so difficult in networking rooms? Networking events create a specific set of conditions that make eye contact harder than a normal conversation. You are meeting strangers in quick succession. You are processing names, roles, and what to say next, all at once. You are aware of being watched by others in the room. And underneath all of that, you are managing the primal social signal that a sustained gaze carries. I see you, I'm paying attention, I'm not afraid. When the brain is overloaded, the eyes wander. You glance toward the door when someone walks in. You track movement over a person's shoulder. You look at their name badge longer than necessary, because it gives you a moment of rest from direct contact. None of this is character failure. It is what the nervous system does under pressure. But to the person standing in front of you, it reads as disinterest, anxiety, or worse, contempt. The solution is not willpower. It is a repeatable process you can trust when your mind is busy doing everything else. The foundation you need before you walk in. Before you can manage your gaze across a room full of introductions, you need one thing in place, a settled default. This means knowing exactly what your face and eyes do when you're comfortable and present, so you can return to that state deliberately when pressure spikes. Spend 5 minutes before any networking event looking at a fixed point on a wall and softening your focus. Not a hard stare. A relaxed, open gaze, the kind you use when you're listening carefully to someone you trust. Let your eyes rest at a natural width. Notice what your face does when no performance is required. That is your anchor. That is what you return to when the room gets noisy and your eyes start to drift. Preparation matters here. Arriving early, when the room is quieter and introductions are slower, gives you time to establish the settled state before the pace accelerates. Walking in when a room is already loud and full makes gaze calibration far harder. A step-by-step process for managing eye contact across rapid introductions. This is the sequence I have refined over decades of both making these mistakes and watching others make them. Follow it in order. Number 1. Land your gaze before you land your words. When someone is introduced to you, make eye contact first, before you speak. Give them a clear, warm, direct look for 2 to 3 seconds. This signals that you are genuinely present and that you registered them as a person, not just as the next name in a sequence. Say nothing until your gaze has settled. Most people do this backwards. They start talking while their eyes are still catching up. Number 2. Hold for 3 to 5 seconds, then soften. Once contact is made, hold it for a count of 3 to 5 seconds with a natural expression. Then let your gaze soften slightly, using what some call a triangular pattern. Move gently between the eyes and the mouth area rather than drilling into one eye. This feels natural to the receiver, and prevents the fixed stare that creates discomfort.
If someone greets you with "great to meet you, I have heard a lot about you," the response should come with that relaxed, sustained gaze, not with "I starting to your drink." Number 3.
Break contact sideways, not downward. When you need to look away, whether to think, to glance at someone joining the group, or simply to transition between thoughts, look to the side.
A brief sideways glance reads as thoughtful. Looking down reads as submission or discomfort. The difference in perception is significant, and most people have never been told this. Practice it so it becomes automatic. Number 4.
Return within 2 to 3 seconds. After any break, bring your gaze back. This is the step people skip. They look away and then stay away, letting the eye contact dissolve entirely. Coming back shows that the break was intentional and that the other person still has your attention. A simple return, eyes back on their face as you finish your thought, anchors the exchange.
Number 5. Calibrate to the other person's comfort. Some people hold eye contact easily.
Others find it intense and will look away more frequently.
When someone consistently looks away from you, ease your gaze. Drop to a softer focus or let your attention shift naturally with theirs.
Forcing extended eye contact on someone who finds it uncomfortable does not signal strength. It signals that you are not reading the room. Watch for the subtle cues: frequent glancing away, slight backward lean, or a reduced smile.
Number 6. Manage gaze when you are in a small group.
When you are introduced to 2 or 3 people at once, distribute your eye contact across all of them during the first exchange. Give each person a visible moment of your gaze as you speak. This is especially important when you are speaking. Make contact with each person in the group at least once per 30 seconds.
The person you consistently ignore with your gaze will feel it, even if they cannot name why. Number 7.
Use a clean gaze exit to signal you are moving on. When an introduction is wrapping up, a brief, warm look directly at the person, combined with a nod and a genuine smile, closes the exchange with respect.
Then look away cleanly and fully. Hovering with your gaze as you back away creates awkwardness.
The clean exit says this was complete, and I valued it. Adapting this process for large, high-volume events. Conference-style events, trade shows, and association gatherings involve something that smaller networking nights do not. You may introduce yourself to 50 or 60 people in a few hours. The cumulative effort of sustained eye contact across that volume is real.
Your gaze will fatigue.
You'll begin to notice your eyes going flat, a kind of glazed quality that the other person picks up on. Even if they cannot identify it,
the repair is simple.
Every 15 minutes, find a quieter corner of the room for 60 seconds and let your eyes rest.
Look at something distant, a window, a far wall, anything that does not require social attention.
This is not avoidance, it is maintenance.
You come back to the next introduction with a fresh, present gaze rather than a tired one.
At large events, the gaze exit sequence from step 7 becomes even more important. With so many brief encounters, the way you look at someone in the final 5 seconds of a conversation becomes their lasting impression of you.
Make it count.
A clean, direct, warm look at the close tells them you are worth my full attention. Understanding how nonverbal communication works in high-pressure situations is useful groundwork here, because the same principles of managed presence apply when a room is crowded and the social stakes feel elevated.
A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last
and regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com.
Now, back to the article. What people get wrong with gaze during introductions. These are the patterns I've seen most often, and each one has a direct correction.
The mistake: scanning the room while someone is speaking to you.
Why it happens:
the brain is searching for the next introduction, the person you came to meet, or just relief from the pressure of direct contact.
What to do instead:
give the person in front of you complete 60 seconds of present attention before you allow yourself to think about who comes next. Meeting success depends on the same principle: whoever has the floor deserves your full gaze.
The mistake: locking eyes without expression. Why it happens:
people concentrate so hard on maintaining eye contact that they forget to animate their face. The result is an unblinking, flat stare that reads as either aggressive or empty.
What to do instead: pair your gaze with a genuine expression.
let your face respond to what is being said. The expression gives the eye contact warmth. Without it, sustained gaze is unsettling. The mistake, breaking contact downward when you are thinking.
Why it happens?
Nobody has told them otherwise, and looking down feels less exposed than looking sideways.
What to do instead?
Retrain the reflex. When you need to think, let your eyes move to the side and slightly upward.
It signals that you are processing, not retreating. The mistake, given different quality of eye contact to people based on perceived status.
Why it happens?
The senior person gets the sustained gaze. The junior person gets the polite glance.
This is usually unconscious.
What to do instead?
Give the same quality of attention to everyone in a group. Ensuring every participant feels heard is as much about gaze as it is about words.
People remember when they were looked past.
The mistake. Using eye contact as a power move, holding it past the point of comfort to establish dominance.
Why it happens?
Someone read something about confident eye contact and took it too far.
What to do instead?
Eye contact earns respect through warmth and steadiness, not through endurance contests. The moment the other person looks uncomfortable, you have already lost what you were trying to gain. Knowing how to de-escalate tension starts with understanding that your gaze can create pressure as much as your words.
Your pre-event gaze checklist.
Take 60 seconds to run through this before you walk into any networking event. It is short enough to do in the lift or the car park. I have practiced my soft focus default, and I know what settled attention feels like on my face. I will land my gaze before I land my words on every first introduction. I will hold direct eye contact for 3 to 5 seconds, then soften rather than sustain a hard stare. When I break contact, I will look sideways, not down, and I will return within 2 to 3 seconds. In group introductions, I will make visible eye contact with each person at least once per 30 seconds. I will give each person at least 60 seconds of full gaze presence before I let myself think about the next introduction. I will use a clean, warm gaze exit to close every exchange with respect. If the event runs long, I will take a 60 second rest break every 15 minutes to prevent gaze fatigue. That is all you need. Carry it in your head or photograph it on your phone.
The goal is not perfection. It is a reliable process you can return to when the room gets busy and your instincts try to take over.
This same kind of deliberate attention to nonverbal signals applies equally in more challenging settings. The core framework for staying grounded in tense conversations builds on the same principle. When you have a clear method, you do not have to rely on instinct under pressure. Frequently asked questions. What is eye contact networking, and why does it matter? Eye contact networking means using deliberate, controlled gaze during professional networking events to build rapport and signal genuine interest.
It matters because people judge your confidence, trustworthiness, and attentiveness within the first few seconds of meeting you, often before you say a word.
How long should eye contact last during a networking introduction?
During a networking introduction, aim for 3 to 5 seconds of direct eye contact before briefly breaking away.
This signals confidence without making the other person feel scrutinized. Holding longer than 5 seconds can feel confrontational, while breaking too soon reads as discomfort or disinterest. How do you manage eye contact when meeting multiple people quickly?
When moving through rapid introductions, give each person a full 3 to 5 seconds of direct gaze before you speak or shift.
Use the triangular gaze pattern across the face rather than drilling into one eye.
This keeps your attention feeling natural and prevents the stare that unsettles people.
What is the right amount of eye contact during a networking conversation? In a one-on-one networking conversation, sustained eye contact for 60 to 70% of the exchange is about right.
Look away briefly when you're thinking or transitioning between points.
Constant unbroken eye contact creates pressure. Too little signals distraction or low confidence. Why do people avoid eye contact at networking events? Most people avoid eye contact at networking events because they are self-conscious, scanning the room for threats, or processing anxiety.
The irony is that looking away feels protective, but broadcasts the discomfort you're trying to hide.
It also signals disinterest to the person in front of you. How do you break eye contact politely during networking?
Break eye contact by glancing briefly to the side, not down. Looking down signals submission or discomfort.
A sideways glance as you think or transition feels natural and composed.
Always return your gaze to the person within 2 to 3 seconds to show you're still present and engaged. The professionals I have watched build real connections at networking events are not the most polished or the most extroverted. They're the ones who make you feel, in the brief time you have together, that you are the only person in the room. That feeling starts with their eyes. Practice your gaze the way you practice anything that matters deliberately, in advance, and with a clear method. Eye contact networking is not a talent you either have or lack. It is a skill you build, one steady, warm, present look at a time. For more on how the empathy bridge technique shapes first impressions before difficult conversations even begin, and how handling dominant voices in a discussion requires the same non-verbal awareness you've been building here, follow those threads when you're ready. The gaze work you do now carries into every room you enter. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.